find a market for it. And that's the thing. You know, I've been asked in the past, well, are farmers going to go and just start growing other things? Well, we can't just switch like that. That would be like saying to a car manufacturing plant, you're building trucks in this plant. We don't need trucks right now, so why don't you build Corvettes? There's not that capability to make that switch. Where we have all of our equipment for corn and soybeans and stuff like that, so to switch to sunflowers or hemp
hazelnuts
or something like that, you can't just make that switch. And I mean, it's equipment, it's knowledge on how to grow these things. I mean, we've spent many years, and every year we're learning more and more about, you know, different technologies and different, you know, things that we can do to make our products better. And so to switch to something else, and then also you have to look at your area. Okay, you said hazelnuts. There's not a market for hazelnuts in this area. So yeah, even if you could grow them, you go, okay, now what do I do with them? So you're kind of locked into a point. I mean, there's corn, there's soybeans, there's alfalfa, there's wheat. We do have, you know, a few more people growing sunflowers, but even there, they have to transport all that to Green Bay or, you know, find a processing plant for that. Mm-hmm. So that is where the, you know, problems kind of come in is, okay, yeah, I'm not getting paid for this, but what else can I do with it? And, you know, like said earlier, we're not going to just let the ground sit because we're paying for this ground, whether it's owning it or renting it. You know, we're paying, and so we have to get something back out of it. And it's also not good for the soil to just let it sit.
So give us an assessment of... people drive by and, oh, looks like a good job, but they don't know what the hell they're looking at. What are we looking at here?
So, yeah, you sit here and, I mean, we're at the stage now where the soybeans are drying down, and hopefully here in another week, 2 weeks, they'll be dry enough to combine. With soybeans, you want them down around that 14.5% moisture. Anything over that, you're going to get docked on price. Anything under, you're not getting docked on price, but you're losing test weight because, you know, when we sell stuff, people go, oh, you're selling by the bushel. Well, people that remember an old bushel basket, yeah, that's a bushel basket, but that's not really, it's not on volume, it's on weight. Like soybeans are, every 60 pounds is a bushel. And so the heavier your soybeans are, the less soybeans you need to make up that bushel. So you want that heavier test weight. So the more they dry down, the less test weight you're gonna get. So the less, you know, more soybeans per bushel. So you're kind of losing money on that. So you want to combine them at about that right time. Like I said, we're about, on this field here, I'd say we're probably about 2 weeks out from combining. They have to combine them, they have to lose all the leaves. So you see the yellow and some greenish leaves out here. All those leaves pretty much have to fall off and onto the ground. So it's just the stalks with the soybeans. And you know, you don't want the green stems, you don't want, you know, the leaves. And so then, but you just look at this and you look at all these pods, the more pods per plant, you know, the better you're looking. And you know, usually it's 3 soybeans per pod, and there's a formula out there. So if you came out and, you know, measured a certain area, you can kind of generate, you know, what your yields are going to be. And but yeah, the more soybeans, like I said, on the plant, the better.
How's that plant look to you?
This plant's looking good because it's soybeans all the way down. You know, some years, depending on rain, there's only soybeans at the top, or the soybeans on the bottom. There might be pods, but no soybeans in it. You know, every year, every field is different. So no, this plant right here is looking good. I mean, as a farmer, you always want more than what's there. But looking out there, it's going to be a good year. I don't know if it's going to be a record year for us, but it's going. I think it's going to be a real good year for us on our yields.
So when you break one of those pods open and you look at the beans inside, I mean, what is it that you're crushing it out for the oil, or you're mixing it down for feed? What is it that we're actually looking for here?
Yeah, you. So like, here's the three soybeans in there, and I mean, you're kind of wanting, you know, the larger soybeans the better, and usually along the edges are not as good once you get into the field. But yeah, once these soybeans harvested and go to, we'll say the crush plant is open, yeah, they'll crush them, they go through processes to get all the oil out of it, and like I said, they'll take the oil and they'll sell that to different markets, like I said, whether it's, you know, selling it to a refinery for making biodiesel, selling it to companies to make cooking oil. We're working here in Wisconsin on some tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel, and, you know, hopefully we can get something going on that to make, you know, fuel for the airplanes, clean burning fuel. So there's so many uses for the soybean oil. You know, like I said, it goes into a lot of food products and everything. But then once they get the oil out, they have the rest of the soybean that, you know, that it's a soybean meal that they take that and, you know, they'll sell it back to, you know, local farmers or farmers in the Midwest, if, you know, the crush plant was open in Evansville, and those farmers will use it as a cheaper feed for, you know, raising their animals, whether it's chicken, dairy, beef, it's a cheaper feed for that, so that way they don't have to pay the higher price for other things, you know, other byproducts. And then also a lot of it would go to, you know, get shipped off to other countries for, you know, to help feed their animals.
Mm-hmm. It's a small little thing to be at the center of an international trade.
Yep, it's these three little beans right here, you know, are part of, you know, like you said, right now it's kind of causing world chaos and everything. And yeah, like I said, it just starts right here, you know. It'll be soybeans like this that next year we put on the ground and put in the ground and start all over again.
All right. Is there anything else that, I mean, we'll get some shots and some video.